Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
You're listening to SBS Greek. I'm Dina Hierolimou, and today I have with me Bill Zografos to discuss about how the new technologies can help us preserve our memories. Memories we keep in a photo album or a DVD or a CD or even in the old VHS. You might remember them if you are old enough. VHS are the old videotapes before the advent of the DVD. Alas, everything at a point deteriorates. The question is, how do we preserve them so we can pass on to our children and grandchildren all the memories that we have gathered through the years? That's why we have Bill Zografos, director of the Archives Australia Group. Bill, tell us, what happens to the old analog material we have, material from weddings, christenings, engagements, family celebrations, etc., after a few decades?
Basically, anything, Dina, that's old on tape, videotape, audio tape, old films, 35mm films, the cameras we used to use to take photos, old movie films that we used to shoot and watch on projectors at home on film, etc. So anything that's old, it has only, unfortunately, a short life expectancy. So there is a government sort of white paper that's called Deadline 2025, which was officially last year highlighted and discussed. So by 2025, which was last year, the all analog tapes, like I said before, videotapes, audio tapes, etc., are slowly deteriorating, and it will come to a time, depends obviously on the condition of those particular tapes, how they've been stored, etc., where they will disappear, vanish forever, unfortunately.
When we say they deteriorate, χειροτερεύουν, τι εννοούμε, what do we mean?
All these analog media assets, videotapes, audio tapes, consumer or broadcast 8mm films that we used to have at home to project and watch, etc. Anything that's old analog, which is a physical media type format, unfortunately, it has a limited life expectancy. And as of officially last year, 2025, they will deteriorate, and it will come to a time, if it's today, tomorrow, or yesterday, they will deteriorate to the point that will disappear and they will no longer be available.
Fair enough, but what I was getting at with my question about what kind of deterioration we're talking about is, if I have the old VHS from 25 years ago, from one of my children's or grandchildren's birthday party, and I try to play it, because I do still have the old VHS,
original
you know, player or the DVD player, how will I be watching it? I mean, what changes will I be observing?
Oh, yes, it's a good question. So let's say when you first watched that tape, let's say in 1990 originally, now in 2026, for example, you will see a loss of quality of picture, a loss of quality of chroma, which is color, a loss of quality of definition, where the video signal, what you're watching, will drop out. It will be spots and black spots or color spots breaking up. There'll be a breakup of audio. The tracking will be bad. It won't be as clean as it was. And this is a general theme. You know, that will vary, depends on the condition of the tape, the quality of the tape, if it's an original, if it's a copy, the quality of the tape that you bought originally, the grade of the tape, if it was an expensive tape or a cheap tape, etc., the conditions of where it was stored, sunlight, vertical, all these factors are very relevant to the condition of storage of a tape.
I understand. What can we do to preserve the material?
I think it's paramount. It's vital that one should convert and archive and preserve their memories. It doesn't matter what format they're on, if it's video, audio, film or photos, it's very important that to do that ASAP. In that way, they are converted and archived in the best possible way condition of the original intended picture quality and format. And that also is important. It's also very important also to that conversion process to be done in a way from a professional establishment service provider, because there are very, very special ways to do the archiving process properly.
Bill, some of us might have audio, not just visuals, but audio, sure, like old cassettes. Can be digitized?
Absolutely.
So anything, all analog formats can be digitized?
Absolutely. And this is a very good question, because in my experience, we have 99% of the old original broadcast equipment to allow us to do that. A lot of people at home, unfortunately, and because they don't make this equipment anymore, the proper broadcast professional equipment, to do the work properly, unless you have the equipment and obviously the skill and experience, one is going to struggle to do it, and also either to do it properly or to do it at all.
So basically, your message is, if you want to do it, if you want to digitize your analog formats, the memories you have in some analog format, go to a professional and do it properly.
That's the biggest investment. Like, one would use a professional to build their house, or a professional to look after their vehicle. One's precious memories, which are irreplaceable, which you can't find anywhere else if one was to lose them or etc. or deteriorate, is to do it ASAP and do it properly.
Can you digitize old photographs which you only have in hard copy?
Absolutely. We have done recently photos from 1875. Wow. That was from a private school in Melbourne here, mm-hmm. that it's called a glass plate negative. So instead of having a negative on film, this was on a glass. They used to shoot on glass. Mm-hmm. The negative was on a glass, like an A4 paper, and the negative and the emulsion, the image, is on that glass plate. And we have a special equipment that we can convert and scan those negatives and make them in a digital file format.
Bill, finally, when someone comes to you with a bunch of analog technology, what would they get in the end?
They would get exactly digital copies of those analog files, assets, if they're videotapes or photos or whatever they are.
In a USB?
USB or hard drive, or we can send via a link or platform, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Either way, so when they watch them on their computer, Mac or PC or smart TV or anything, they will play a USB, for example, and they will watch and access their files digitally, and then they can also make copies of backups of their USB files that everybody can share and watch and view. And most digital equipment today has USB ports, etc., smart TVs, so you can easily watch them, you can edit them, you can share them, you can upload them, you can change them, you can edit them, so you have full control of, because it's a digital file and it's quick and easy and very accessible.
Bill, thank you very much for all this information you gave us today and your time to speak to us. Βασίλη, σε ευχαριστώ πολύ για όλες τις πληροφορίες που μας έδωσες σήμερα και για το χρόνο που διέθεσες για μας.
Ευχαριστώ, Ντίνα. Ευχαριστώ. Είναι χαρά μου και ευχαριστώ for the opportunity και την ευκαιρία, και τα μιλάμε σύντομα.
Εμείς ευχαριστούμε.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε. Ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.